Hi, I'm Lucy Ashton from the Internet of Business, and today we're going to be discussing long-lasting, impactful digital transformation, which we know requires an acute knowledge of the people, processes, and systems that make up your organization. Successful digital transformation also requires that you understand how your tangible assets, such as equipment, machinery, and facilities, operate to deliver value. And it is the active participation and behavior change from people at all levels of an organization that helps leaders understand what their business needs, not just what's been done before. To tell us more about this stakeholder engagement and how to build a strong strategy around digital transformation, we're joined today by experts from Finnair. Finnair integrates IoT technology, real-time feedback, advanced analytics, and strategy consulting to empower scalable digital transformation for a growing list of Fortune 500 firms. We're delighted to welcome Brian Merkling, CEO, who founded Finnair with the intent to change healthcare and other highly regulated industries. Brian first helped shape the online supply chain management industry while leading CommerceOne.net, before going on to create Webify as co-founder and COO, where a new class of cross-business and cross-application integration was invented. Joining Brian is Cliff Tironi, managing partner of Finnair and co-creator of the real-time feedback platform used as the core tool utilized in driving their digital transformation consulting. Cliff has a passion for data visualization as a method to uncover deeper meaning and powerful insights. Welcome, Brian and Cliff, and thank you very much for taking our questions today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
No problem. So to get started, what many think about digital transformation strategies, or what many know, is that a lot of organizations recognize the need for digital transformation, but undertake the initiative just in an attempt to stay relevant rather than to accomplish actual goals. So what strategic goals do you see companies trying to accomplish through a digital transformation initiative?
Well, Lucy, we see companies today working to make their operations predictive rather than reactive. A great example from one of our customers who happens to be a Fortune 100 manufacturer, their past strategy on the manufacturing floor was to run all machines to failure. When a machine does fail, everything downstream is impacted. So we put health monitoring kits on key machines that capture vibration at 60 times per second and the temperature of various motors. And from there, we had an opportunity to use advanced algorithms and machine learning to detect anomalies and to predict failure. In doing so, we avoid line shutdowns at critical times and we improve the overall business process. We're actually about to start also applying human feedback to that same use case for this manufacturer. If you think about it, people who have run the same machine for 10 or even 20 years can provide valuable health feedback about that machine. And so we want to capture that feedback. We want to capture that feedback in some type of a human event. And then we work backwards to see what machine generated led up to that moment. And then by doing all of this together, our machine learning models learn faster and they become more effective overall. So we really, the biggest push we see is for companies to begin to turn their operations into predictive rather than reactive operations.
Yeah, that's great. Makes a lot of sense. And in many cases, companies think digital transformation is all about the technology and data. In what ways can a company cultivate a culture of broad stakeholder input to see the change go through to actual success?
Yeah, it's a great question. And just to build on what Brian said, really is harnessing the power of the people that matter most to your organization. And that's your employees, your clients, and in some cases, even your vendors. And so I think that listening to them in a systemic and authentic way truly supports the adoption of digital transformation initiatives. And it can significantly increase the success of your projects as well. One way that our clients reap success in their digital transformation initiatives is through using the real-time feedback platform where stakeholders can give feedback in real time as issues crop up, but also to acknowledge when processes and initiatives are going well as a way to reinforce those key behaviors.
Yeah, I can see, you know, what excellent benefits real-time feedback must bring. And you know, once you have those strategies in place, what sustained organizational benefits do digital transformation initiatives create? And how are they accomplished?
Well, process improvement and improved quality are two key benefits our customers are seeing, along with simply just reduction in costs or expenses. If you digitally transform your key assets, allowing you to capture real-time health data along with real-time locationing, you open yourself up to learning about where things are, and not only where things are, but where things go and the routes they take. The lowest hanging fruit is simply wasting less time looking for things and replacing things. Another great example from one of our customers, they lose about $30 million annually in parts or components for what they're manufacturing. Now, through a lot of time and effort, they do find $22 million of those parts. They recover them, but they've still lost $8 million in components that must be replaced. They've lost the time that's required to recover the parts, and they spend about another $3 million in subcontractor costs replacing what's been lost. So a digitally transformed enterprise will just quite simply lose fewer things. They'll find things faster, and they can avoid the costs that are required to replace lost items.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's move on to data, the buzzword in IoT, the most important oil in the machine. So data is only as good as the actions one can take against it. How are companies using insights derived from their data to drive this change?
Yeah, so harnessing data is something core and near and dear to our hearts. You know, for most companies, it's not about just collecting the data. Nowadays, that's the easy part. The more difficult parts and the ones that truly drive change are, firstly, deriving insights from that data. And that requires a specialized knowledge of separating the signal from the noise. Secondly, it's what actions do you want to take as a result of that once you have those insights? And thirdly, it's really about then continuously measuring the impact of those actions. In many cases, the digital transformation initiatives fail because associate feedback isn't collected at all, or, you know, if it is, it's very stale and very point in time versus fluid. So one way that we drive change through data is by deriving insights from both machine-generated data from IoT beacons and combining that with the power of human-based feedback from a real-time feedback platform. And we use highly advanced natural language processing algorithms to understand the context and sentiment of stakeholder feedback. And from that, create hyper-focused action plans that support more so the fluid nature of digital transformation initiatives as a way to help support and drive that change.
Very cool. So embarking on a digital transformation initiative sounds exciting, but also very complicated, very difficult. Companies obviously have to get leadership buy-in, demonstrate the business case, etc. What strategies can companies take to walk, crawl, run, to incrementally prove out value in their investment and show demonstrable ROI?
Well, we have seen the importance of the ROI and the need to crawl and walk before you run. It's been magnified by COVID and the current landscape out there. Our company has taken the approach of first helping our customers truly understand where they are today and then understand where they'd like to go. This approach helps us identify pain points and areas where even a proof of concept or a pilot can bring value to this digital transformation journey. From there, you need to have a company that has repeatable, predictable assets in place. And for us, that's our platforms. So we've invested heavily in a platform that makes it very easy to get started, where we can literally roll out a pilot in minutes and hours, complete with inline analytics. We actually rolled out a space program in 2 hours one afternoon and 2 hours the next afternoon. And it all just circles back to kind of this push here to have the ROI not only more easily proven, but proven much faster. And so it's an interesting situation, an interesting landscape that COVID has created, but we have adapted our company, our technology, and even our platforms to help our customers get started on this digital transformation journey.
Wow, very interesting and very fast 2 hours. So just finally, what are some of the more creative out-of-the-box ways that you're seeing companies embark and drive their digital transformation initiatives?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, with the advent of big data about 15 years or so ago, many companies really started to place a heavy emphasis on the technology as a silver bullet for digital transformation. And what we're seeing now as the most creative solutions is actually a boomerang back towards grassroots engagement of key stakeholders. And if you think about it, communication fuels every organization, right? And so feedback on employees, customers, and even other stakeholders is really what informs your business strategy, highlights opportunities, and even alerts you to problems. And so with that, communication really connects your departments, your people, and your processes, making it truly possible for everyone to work independently, interdependently, excuse me, but on shared goals. And so when communication in digital transformation initiatives is inefficient, or worse, sometimes it's even non-existent, the organization fails to perform at its potential. So what we're seeing as the most creative solutions really harnesses the cutting-edge power of cutting-edge technology and analytics, and combining that with a strong focus on stakeholder feedback and communication.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, Brian, Cliff, I think we certainly covered a lot of ground today. Thank you so much for both joining us and taking the time to share your insights with our audience. And we are very much looking forward to learning more about what you're doing with enterprises at the Internet of Manufacturing and Supply Chain event. Before we do say goodbye today, do you have any closing words of wisdom?
I think closing words of wisdom are one of the questions that we covered is focus on the ROI and ways to prove out the ROI quickly, because digital transformation, it has just a tremendous amount of valuable for the business, but you do have to have stakeholders at all levels of the business bought in before any wide-scale changes to your business. So look for somewhere to start. Look for somewhere that drives value, even in the pilot or the proof of concept. And it's a great way to kick off such an initiative within your company.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again. And we look forward to hearing more from you both in a few weeks.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
No problem.